Nick Leeson
尼克里森Approximately, 大约
Leeson claims that this account was initially opened to hide a 20,000 pound trade of one of his subordinates that had been recorded incorrectly. However, Leeson used this account to cover future bad trades. He insists that he never used the account for his own gain. But in 1996, the New York Times quoted British press reports as claiming that investigators had located approximately $35 million in various bank accounts tied to him.
李森声称最初开这个账户是为了掩盖他的一个下属账户中记录错误的一笔2万英镑的交易，但是随后李森却用这个账户来掩盖更多的不当交易。他坚称他从未用这个账户为自己谋私利，但是1996年《纽约时报》引用英国报界的报告，认为根据调查，大约有35亿美金的财富和他脱不了干系，这些钱都分存于不同的银行账户中。
Leeson claims that this account was initially opened to hide a 20,000 pound trade of one of his subordinates that had been recorded incorrectly.
Leeson 声称最初开这个账户是为了掩盖他的一个下属账户中记录错误的一笔2万英镑的交易。
However, Leeson used this account to cover future bad trades.
但是随后李森却用这个账户来掩盖更多的不当交易。
He insists that he never used the account for his own gain.
他坚称他从未用这个账户为自己谋私利。
But in 1996, the New York Times quoted British press reports.
但是1996年纽约时报引用英国报界的报告
as claiming that investigators had located approximately $35 million in various bank accounts tied to him.
认为根据调查，大约有35亿美金的财富和他脱不了干系，这些钱都分存于不同的银行账户中。Approximately, 大约，相当于 about.比如说 ,there were approximately 50 people there. 那儿大约有50个人。
Management at Barings Bank also allowed Leeson to remain chief trader while being responsible for settling his trades.Jobs that are usually done by two different people. This made it much simpler for him to hide his losses from the bank.
巴林银行的管理层允许李森继续担任首席交易员，而且可以自行对自己的交易结算负责，而这通常都是由两个人担任的工作。这使得李森更容易向银行隐瞒自己所造成的巨大损失。
Management at Barings Bank also allowed Leeson to remain chief trader.
巴林银行的管理层允许李森继续担任首席交易员。
While being responsible for settling his trades, jobs that are usually done by two different people.
而且可以自行对自己的交易结算负责，而这通常都是由两个人担任的工作。
This made it much simpler for him to hide his losses from the bank.
这使得李森更容易向银行隐瞒自己所造成的巨大损失。Exceed, 超过 Balloon, 激增 The beginning of the end, 结局的开始 Bet, 赌博
By the end of 1992, the account's losses exceeded £2 million, which ballooned to £208 million by the end of 1994. The beginning of the end occurred on January 16, 1995, when Leeson placed a short straddle, an options trading strategy, in the Singapore and Tokyo stock exchanges, essentially betting that the Japanese stock market would not move significantly overnight. However,The Kobe earthquake hit early in the morning on January 17th, sending Asian markets and Leeson's investments into a tailspin.
截止1992年底，账户的损失已经超过了200万英镑，而到1994年底，这个数字已经激增为2亿800万英镑。1995年1月16日，预示着结局的先兆就已经出现了。那时，李森在新加坡和东京的证券交易所，采用了空头跨市套利交易策略，这是一种股票预购买卖策略，实际上也就是赌日本的股票市场不会一夜间发生巨大的震荡。但是，1月17号凌晨。在日本神户发生了地震，这使得亚洲的市场以及李森的投资全部陷于失控。
By the end of 1992, the account's losses exceeded £2 million, which ballooned to £208 million by the end of 1994.
截止1992年底，账户的损失已经超过了200万英镑。而到1994年底，这个数字已经激增为2亿800万英镑。
The beginning of the end occurred on January 16, 1995.
1995年1月16日，预示着结局的先兆就已经出现了。
When Leeson placed a short straddle, an options trading strategy, in the Singapore and Tokyo stock exchanges.
那时，李森在新加坡和东京的证券交易所采用了空头跨市套利交易策略，这是一种股票预购买卖策略。
Essentially betting that the Japanese stock market would not move significantly overnight.
实际上，也就是赌日本的股票市场不会一夜间发生巨大的震荡。
However,The Kobe earthquake hit early in the morning on January 17th, sending Asian markets and Leeson's investments into a tailspin.
但是1月17号凌晨，在日本神户发生了地震，这使得亚洲的市场以及李森的投资全部陷于失控。Exceed, 多余，超过，比如说The cost will not exceed £50. 费用不会超过£50。除了表示在数字上多过之外，这个词还可以表示胜过、比什么好的意思。例如 ，His older brother exceeds him in intelligence. 他的哥哥比他聪明。 Balloon 这个词本来的意思是气球，这里是做动词，大家可以想象一个东西像气球一样膨胀，也就是快速增长的意思了。比如说 The number of members of the club ballooned， 这个俱乐部的会员数量快速的增长。 The beginning of the end， 从字面上看就是结果的开始，也就是预示结果的先兆，最后结果的初步迹象。比如说 The plan failed finally this year， But in fact The beginning of the end showed years ago， 这个计划今年终于彻底失败了，但是实际上失败的迹象几年前就显山露水了。 Bet 打赌，像打赌一样确信。例如 I bet they were surprised by the news， 我确信这个消息会使他们大吃一惊。就什么打赌，我们说 bet on， 比如说 we bet $10 on the result of the election， 我们就选举的结果赌$10。 significantly 重大的，相当于 greatly enormously， 比如说 his appearance has changed significantly so I didn't recognize him， 他的样貌变了很多，所以我没有认出他来。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
Leeson claims that this account was initially opened to hide a 20,000 pound trade of one of his subordinates that had been recorded incorrectly. However, Leeson used this account to cover future bad trades. He insiststhat he never used the account for his own gain. But in 1996, the New York Times quoted British press reports as claiming that investigators had located approximately $35 million in various bank accounts tied to him. Management at Barings Bank also allowed Leeson to remain chief trader,while being responsible for settling his trades, jobs that are usually done by two different people. This made it much simpler for him to hide his losses from the bank. By the end of 1992, the account's losses exceeded £2 million, which ballooned to £208 million by the end of 1994.The beginning of the end occurred on January 16, 1995, when Leeson placed a short straddle, an options trading strategy, in the Singapore and Tokyo stock exchanges, essentially betting that the Japanese stock market would not move significantly overnight. However, the Kobe earthquake hit early in the morning on January 17th,sending Asian markets and Leeson's investments into a tailspin.
今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。